you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning, it's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Wonderful to have you with us. Before we get right into our first segment, I just want to let you know that the Governor's Office of Emergency Services says there are immediate appointments available for COVID-19 vaccinations at the Cal State LA site. That's the one operated by FEMA. So if you are at all close to Cal State LA and you are eligible for and needing a vaccination, have found it tough to get an appointment, you can go to the state MyTurn.com website, or you can call 833-422-4255 to make an immediate appointment to go to Cal State LA. That's for right now to get vaccinated. I don't know how many slots they have. The State Office of Emergency Services just said that they're apparently looking for people now to vaccinate at Cal State LA. MyTurn.com website, 833-422-4255. We begin by focusing on Governor Newsom's surprise announcement yesterday that California will fully reopen on June 15th. The only caveat is that case rates continue to be low and that there's sufficient supply of vaccine, that everyone who wants to be vaccinated is able to get vaccinated. So what does this mean for restaurants, for theaters, for all kinds of different venues? What is it going to take for them to be ready to go June 15th? I'd like to hear from you. If you operate a venue, if you have a restaurant, if you were a pastor of a church or a rabbi with a synagogue, any sort of a public venue, what do you think about this? And are you going to be ready to go full bore? Although, of course, everybody's still going to have to wear masks, according to the governor. But are you ready to fully open up June 15th? 866-893-5722 or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. With me is the president and CEO of the California Restaurant Association, Jot Condi. Jot, good morning. Thanks for joining us again. I'm assuming your members are extremely happy to hear this is coming.
Absolutely. Couldn't have come at a moment too soon. So, there's light at the end of the tunnel. Having that date, even though it's a few months off, I think sort of helps them understand sort of what the immediate future looks like, and they can start to plan opening up.
What are some of the logistical, staffing, other challenges that your members are going to have with getting their restaurants going full bore?
Well, certainly, the number one issue right now is getting the workers back in the restaurants. I mean, a lot of restaurants just over the last few weeks have been reconnecting with many of those employees who were, where they severed that relationship, that worker-employer relationship, where the workers expressed interest in coming back. So there's a lot of phone calls going on right now with workers to try to get them to come back. I mean, certainly the supply chain, getting the supply chains fired up, understanding sort of what's available. Of course, we've all heard about the ketchup packet issue, and that's playing out in other commodities in the food space. So it's just sort of figuring out menu development. I mean, this is really more like a broad soft opening, in the entire state of California, rather than just restaurants opening up again. Many of them are retooling their menus. So there's a lot of work to be done.
Do you think that some of your member restaurants who've not opened up indoor spaces under the current limitations might now look to do that, so they've got the indoors at least in part up and running, so they're ready to hit the full indoor reopening in June?
Yeah, we are hearing that the restaurant, now that they've got this June 15 deadline, I think many are going to be more willing to open up those dining spaces, even with the limited capacity, and understanding that they're probably going to still lose money. But to kind of get the staff and the flow, back in line and ready to go for that June 15 date.
We're talking with Jot Condi, who is the CEO and president of the California Restaurant Association. We've had so many restaurants in the past 13 months that have announced permanent closures. And in many cases, those spaces are still sitting there, even with the equipment and everything of the operator still in that space. Do you anticipate that some of those might be able to recapitalize themselves, might be able to reopen and rethink a permanent closure after all?
Yeah, I mean, so our projections are about when all the dust settles, about 30% of the pre-COVID restaurants that were in existence won't come back. And yeah, you do have a lot of inventory in sort of restaurant spaces right now, but really it's sort of regional. And it's also, you know, depending on what part of the, let's say in Los Angeles, what city you're talking about. If it's in a business district where there's lots of tall buildings and workers, what we still don't know, and some of these variables are, what percentage of the workforce will come back? Because in many cases, restaurants support the people that are coming into the office. There's going to be less of them. So it just depends on the concept. It depends on if you're sort of in the urban center or the urban, you know, suburbs or just suburbs, you know, and, you know, how will the consumers come back? You know, there's pent up demand, certainly. People want to go out and eat and sort of re-engage in society. And then there's, you know, a certain timidity in many respects to some people that are just not sure. And how fast it bounces back will dictate, you know, whether we see some of these empty restaurant spaces, you know, fill up with, you know, restaurants that are either reopening, rethinking their permanent closure plan, or if there's a new restaurant that sees an opportunity to get a good lease.
And Jot, we've of course got restaurants serving very different clientels, as you're alluding to. Some of them, their bread and butter was coming from office workers. And if those workers aren't back in large numbers to the offices in the middle of June, those restaurants are still going to be in a difficult spot because maybe they don't have enough, you know, restaurant business at night from people who live outside of that commute in work center to be able to support them. If there aren't office workers, there's no business.
Yeah. Yeah. The coffee shops are struggling mightily, and that's going to be, it's going to be a while before we see coffee shops bounce back. But yeah, we call it in the restaurant industry, the day part, you know, the parts of day when people eat, and the day parts, the lunch and breakfast, day part for our industry is still a big question mark because, you know, that segment of our industry supporting kind of the workforce who are in offices. So, there's a lot of unknowns that we just sort of have to see how people bounce back in their purchasing behaviors.
Jot, always a pleasure. Thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it. Anything briefly to add that we need to know about restaurants and their reopening?
Well, other than when the time is right, you can go out and eat outdoors now. But you know, to all Angelenos, do what you can to support your neighborhood restaurants because they need the help.
All right, so true. Jot Condi is president and CEO of the California Restaurant Association. The LA County Sheriff's Department is holding a news conference right now in which it's releasing additional details on the crash of Tiger Woods' SUV in Palos Verdes. He was, of course, seriously injured and was hospitalized for an extensive period after that time. Tiger Woods, the Sheriff's Department reports, was driving over 80 miles an hour in a 45 mile per hour zone, and speed is what they are listing as the cause of that collision, which he went off the road and overturned the SUV. So Sheriff's Department says he was going over 80 miles an hour in that 45 mile an hour zone. Also joining us as we talk about the projected June 15th reopening of California businesses and arts and cultural venues opening in full is Yingying Guo, Director of Public Health and Health Officer for the City of Pasadena. Thank you very much, Dr. Guo. Appreciate your joining us. Let's talk about, first of all, there is a caveat of the case rates remaining low and the vaccination rates continuing to climb steadily with availability of vaccine. Do you have any concerns that hitting this June 15th target is going to be challenging to do?
Hi, thanks for having me. It is a challenge because we have yet to see a large increase in vaccine supply, so we are anxiously awaiting that. And I just want to make sure that everybody understands that really, in order to get to this exciting vision of where we could be in 2 months, the most important thing that we can do is to choose to get vaccinated and to support our friends and family to access vaccine, because not only do you protect yourself, but you also become this break in the chain of transmission, and you stop that COVID from spreading in our community. So, we've really ramped up our infrastructure to vaccinate, both with healthcare providers and with the public health departments regionally. And I think that we're ready once the supply comes to open to everyone who 16 and older for vaccine. And so we hope that everyone chooses to come.
All right, Dr. Guo, as you look at Pasadena's likely response to this, is there any chance that Pasadena would go its own way, perhaps making a move earlier than June 15th to fully reopen or delaying it past? Or do you feel confident that whatever the state decides, you'll be in alignment with it?
Well, right now we are pretty much in line with all the state orders. And so we won't be able to lift any restrictions before the state does. But I think that we are really in tune with and in sync with the priority of making sure that the burden of disease does not overwhelm our healthcare system, to make sure that we're reaching that level that we want to reach for herd immunity. And so I think that right now, as we move forward, it really does make sense to move as a state because we certainly wouldn't want differences in people flocking to one region or another just because restrictions are different.
With Pasadena and indoor dining resumed as it is throughout our region, what have you seen as the level of compliance by restaurant operators and by the public when it comes to the more stringent indoor requirements than for dining outdoors?
Well, we're really pleased with our restaurants and what they're trying to do to protect, first of all, the health of their staff by getting all their staff vaccinated, and then protect the people, their patrons, by ensuring all those measures are in place, like making sure the ventilation is maximized, making sure that the seating is spaced. And so we've been seeing really good compliance in all, and it's also been difficult for them as we have lifted restrictions. They can't just immediately spring back and increase capacity, as we heard. So it's going to be a slow process, but I'm very hopeful that we'll get there.
Dr. Yingying Guo, Pasadena Director of Public Health and Health Officer, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. We're at 866-893-KPECC. I'd like to hear from you. If you have a business and you're looking at full reopening June 15th, if you have an arts venue, if you are a restaurant operator, what has to happen between now and June 15th, 2 months from now, for you to be ready to go? I should say 3 months. No, where I guess we're looking at, what is it, about 2.5 months. 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722, or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. What do you have to do to be ready to go to open your venue at full capacity? 866-893-5722. Roy in L.A. writes on the page, too many are making plans that this is a given. It's fine to be prepared, but don't freak out if the targets may need to be shifted. The bottom line will be decided by the metrics. That's Roy in L.A. Charles writes on the page, is this really a good idea? Are we going to be responsible enough for the next 2 months for this to actually happen? 866-893-KPECC. I mean, certainly the governor is facing political pressure with the strong likelihood that the recall measure will qualify for the ballot later this year. And he's taken a lot of heat, of course, from members of the business community for the restrictions that California has had in place to various degrees over the past 13 months. But the other side of that is that businesses, many of them need this kind of a ramp-up time to really get prepared to open full bore June 15th. And of course, as we just heard, you've got the public health issue of getting enough people vaccinated to be able to safely do this. 866-893-KPCC or the AirTalk page, kpcc.org. With us, the president and CEO of the Los Angeles Area Chamber of Commerce, Maria Salinas. Thank you very much for being with us, Ms. Salinas. First of all, your members have to be delighted to finally have a date they're working toward.
Absolutely. This is great news from an economic standpoint. The chamber has always stood by and said, in order for us to have a solid economic recovery, we need to make sure that we have healthy communities. So we have been working very closely to ensure that those vaccines, as they become available, that residents here in the Los Angeles area are aware of where they can go and when it's their turn. And certainly it looks like we're now at a point to be able to have a vision 10 weeks out of when our communities will be in a position to be much healthier that allows for a full reopening.
And what businesses are going to be most affected by this? I mean, there's some that probably have been able to operate under the limited capacity, you know, without a huge difference, at least in the potential of people coming through the door. But you know, who are the most affected? Who've been seen their business most crimped by the limits?
Yeah, great question. I look at it twofold. There's definitely those businesses that have been restricted from a capacity perspective. So, for example, the restaurants, the theaters, the shopping, retailers, movie theaters, for them to be able to go to full capacity then means that they're going to need to start to plan for rehiring of their workforce. And ensuring that how are they going to view the vaccination process of their own employee base. So that's one category of businesses that I think it's very easily to think about them because they're in our neighborhoods, they're in our commercial centers. I think the other group are the ones that you mentioned have been operating, but maybe with a different model. So folks that go into an office building and maybe they've been able to transition their work into distance and remote work, those organizations will also have an opportunity to take a look at how do they return back to full capacity for them in their location. Does that mean they do a hybrid model? Does that mean they, you know, open the doors back to their employees? I think many of those type of businesses, many that might be office workers, have been able to innovate the way they do work and to be able to then function from a remote location.
All right. We're talking with the head of the L.A. Chamber of Commerce, CEO and President, Maria Salinas. I'd love to hear from you if you're a business owner, what your thoughts are about this. Also, just thinking about life getting back much closer to normal June 15th with full reopening. I'm looking forward to having full attendance concerts. I think that's going to be great to be able to have full capacity for restaurants. What a boost that's going to be for the economy. This, of course, predicated on us seeing the case levels remain low and more people be vaccinated. We'll be back with more in just 1 minute on Air Talk. You're listening to Air Talk on KPECC. Coming up a little bit later this hour, we'll look at the potential for a U.S. boycott, perhaps joined by other nations, of the Beijing Winter Olympic Games in early 2022. State Department spokesman yesterday indicated that that was under discussion with U.S. allies. The State Department then walking that back this morning. But there have been consistent calls for the U.S. to engage in a boycott of the games in China because of China's human rights actions. We'll talk about that later this hour. But right now we're talking about the reopening of California scheduled for June 15th. What do you think about it? We're at 866-893-KPECC. Oscar in Jefferson Park, Los Angeles. I understand you manage a restaurant, so what are you going to be going through to get geared up for the mid-June reopening?
Yeah, Larry, it's been complicated. The mess of the pandemic made us lose a lot of the workforce. So currently, we couldn't even cope with enough workforce to deal with 25% capacity. We're looking at basically fully retraining complete staff in a month and a half, 2 months, you said. It's a Herculean task right now, to be honest, to make sure that everything's going to be running smoothly by the time it's back to 100%.
Yeah, Oscar, I'm sorry. It's a little hard to understand you, but we certainly get the sense that getting employees is going to be the huge hurdle for you here, just to have enough people. And, you know, that's something we're going to spend some time focusing on specifically, the hiring challenge for the restaurant industry. When you've got so many restaurants looking at ramping up capacity over these next few weeks, are there going to be enough experienced people out there, front of house, back of house positions, to be able to work all of those restaurants? So we'll talk about that also on a future date. With me as well from the city of Long Beach, Director of Health and Human Services Department for the city, Kelly Colopy. Thank you very much for being with us. Share with us at this point what sort of an impact you anticipate this having in your city.
Hi, good morning. First of all, before I answer, I just want to give a big shout out. This is Public Health Week, and I would like for all of you to celebrate with us public health. I shared with our team this morning, we've been too busy being public health over the last year to really be able to celebrate. So I want to give a big shout out to all of our employees and people who've been reassigned to be able to address and move forward through this pandemic.
Well, and especially we should say Long Beach has really been at the forefront of getting vaccines out into the community, and Long Beach's name is often out there as being highly effective at this whole process.
Yeah, and it's been an incredible team. So, we are also looking at that June 15th date. We have a lot of hope, in terms of the ability to reopen. We have about 40% of our population within our city who are 16 and over who have had an opportunity to receive at least one vaccine. And we know that as vaccine supplies continue to come in, that we have the capacity to provide vaccine to anybody who wants one. And so we continue to encourage that. And we know that the vaccine, continuing to do all of the different practices around masking and distancing, that is what's going to allow us to get to this point in June. And we know this has been incredibly difficult on our businesses and our restaurants. We've worked very closely across our city to support the best that we can. So we are hopeful, and we look forward to the ability for our economy to open at a much greater level.
We don't have the specifics from the state as to what the protocols will be on June 15th, although the governor made it clear that masks will still need to be worn. But for whatever the cleaning or other protocols, packaging of food and the like, whatever those are, in what ways does your department work with restaurants, particularly in implementing those requirements?
Yes, our environmental health section of our department works very closely with restaurants. So throughout the pandemic, we have been in contact, visiting restaurants, educating folks on the different practices that need to be done, providing ongoing support as needed. We've also are starting a place-based testing opportunities. So we'll be, as restaurants are opening and other businesses, that we'll be able to provide mobile testing to ensure that that folks are safe. And then, we also have been vaccinating folks, restaurant workers, and other food service since February, and really trying to make sure that all the employees as well as those who are visiting have an opportunity for safety.
We're talking with Kelly Colopy, who's the Director of Health and Human Services for the City of Long Beach, including its health department. We're talking about the challenges for many businesses with the governor's surprise announcement yesterday that the reopening will be June 15th, pending the cases staying low throughout the state of California, and that there is plenty of vaccine availability. Kelly Colopy, what about vaccine availability? Do you see that continuing to increase for Long Beach?
Yes. So the availability to all of us is really based on the federal ability. So it you know, the state is allocated a certain amount, and then as that comes through, we are able to get that out the door very quickly. We have seen some increase in the past couple of weeks, and we anticipate sort of a stabilization through the end of April, and then additional increases. We calculate that at the current level of vaccine, that we'd be able to get to approximately 80% of those who are 16 and older in our city by that June 15th deadline. And it's really just the encouragement and the education and helping people get over any hesitance they have of the vaccine to ensure that we can reach that goal by the 15th of June.
And how do you deal with vaccine resistance for those in your city who are eligible but just aren't ready to make an appointment, aren't willing to do it yet? What is the city doing?
We've been doing a lot of outreach in communities where we've seen our greatest hesitancy. So a lot of working with trusted messengers. We engage with folks, you know, where people spend most of their time, not most of their time, but where they are comfortable visiting. So we're working with community-based providers. We're working with barbershops and nail salons. We're working with all sorts of different organizations and supports to help sort of create that space that feels safe. And we also find that if one person goes and gets their vaccine and they talk about it with others and talk about how easy it was, they're more likely to go. We've also started, if one person comes who is eligible, we're also vaccinating those around them to ensure that we're reaching as many people as possible.
We're talking with Kelly Colopy, Director of Health and Human Services for the City of Long Beach. We're talking about what the reopening in mid-June is going to be. Long Beach, Greater Los Angeles area, obviously the Coachella Valley, too, with all of its tourism business, much there that they're hopeful is going to be increasing. Santa Barbara, the coastal communities that rely so heavily on tourism as well. Kelly Colopy, thank you very much. We appreciate your being with us this morning on Air Talk.
Thank you.
It's Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC. Let me just give you the news in case you just tuned in, that Los Angeles County Sheriff's authorities say Tiger Woods was speeding when he crashed his SUV in Palos Verdes less than 2 months ago. He was left seriously injured. He's now recovering in Florida. He was driving 84 to 87 miles an hour on a downhill stretch of road that had a speed limit of 45 miles an hour. The stretch of road is known for wrecks and drivers hitting speeds so high that there is an emergency exit for runaway vehicles whose brakes give out. That runaway vehicle exit is just beyond where Woods crashed his SUV. Sheriff Villanueva says the cause of the February 23rd crash solely based on excessive speed and Woods' loss of control behind the wheel.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.